Hello there, and welcome to Pink Milk, your Star Wars podcast. For us, super fans.
And those of us who are forced to listen to them.
Today is someday, and someday we're talking about endings, Thomas.
Endings?
Yeah, Ahsoka's over.
Wah, wah.
Let's get into this thing and drink up.
Drink up.
I love you.
Hello there, pop.
Hello there.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, but I don't think the microphone likes it when I say you or your. Y'all, we recorded that opening so many times because I don't know why my mic and the other mic, the Tom is on, keeps cutting out when I say you. See, it probably just cut out just now.
What is it? Almost 4 years and we've never had a problem with your?
Your? Done. Your. How's your week been, pop?
It's been great. How about yours?
You know, it's been well. Yesterday we had our first teacher intervention
with three teachers calling us in for one child.
I know all of you listening right now are like, your first inclination is Jack because he's 14.
Nope.
Then you're like Michael, who we all know is boisterous.
Nope.
Eli, the middle child, who's like a little angel.
And a good student.
And a good student. And a really good son.
Uh-huh.
Takes after this bitch right here and is becoming a Chatty Cathy.
Just won't shut up.
You know, we were sitting there. So yeah, anyways, make light of the whole situation, whatever. But he's being disruptive in class and he can't focus, right? So we'll figure out what's going on with that.
And not just one class.
All three.
Every class. And it's not the first year. It's every year, which is just so funny.
Last year in fourth grade, his homeroom teacher said, you know, I love Eli. Eli's greatest strength is that he could become friends with a cricket.
And the teacher did go on to say it reminded him of his wife.
Yeah.
So.
And Eli's biggest failure. Yeah. Eli's biggest failure is that he could be friends with a cricket because this teacher tried to move him with students that he never knew. And Eli became best friends with everyone.
You know, I have to say as a parent, I'm going to get slack for this. The last thing you want is for your kid to sit there and not be able to talk to anybody. That's no fun. So I keep trying to remind him, you got to do it on the sly. Got to do it on the sly. And clearly you're just doing it too often. So maybe you could be quiet once or twice too. So.
We're sitting there and I looked at him in front of the teachers. I was like, you know what, Eli? This is pretty lame. You're in trouble for being nice. Like you're so likable. You're in trouble. Like if you're going to get in trouble with your teachers, couldn't you be like, be bad?
Best part was, what do you think we should do about this? And he just like pulled out the canned responses like he does at home. I don't know. Take away my video games. No, Eli, that is the wrong response. Not only for at home, but even here in classroom, by the way. Dude, no one wants to take away things from you. We're just looking for some, oh, I'll do better, Dad.
Uh-huh.
Oh, maybe I won't play with things during class. Little fidgets. Apparently, we can have fidgets in school now. But, okay.
Yep.
Well, don't. Maybe you shouldn't, and you wouldn't. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm not blaming the teachers. These are the greatest teachers, and we've had them before.
Two of them, yeah. One is, this is her first year.
And they are amazing, and they care tremendously. Yep. And his homeroom teacher, which is new to us, she is like the queen of care. She really is great.
It is funny, though, because I did see in her eyes, like, fear. And I feel that teachers fear parents, because parents are like, not my precious baby. And she was very defensive of her decisions. And the other two that we know are probably like, girl, not with these two.
Well, and she should not have been, because the minute she reached out, I responded,
yeah, we got
you back.
Please
know, we 100% support you and we appreciate you. And we are going to get to the bottom of this.
Yep.
Because they really did call us to school. So, and then even in the second follow-up email, I reiterated it because I know we know enough teachers. We know they do they've shared behind the scenes what happens in other schools. I just didn't want this, any of these teachers, to think that we were not in full support of them.
Yep.
We are grateful to them. They take our kids for 8 hours a day. They should get vacations. They want Kleenex? We'll give them Kleenex. You want paper towels? You got it.
Glue sticks?
You want a vacation? Where do you want to go?
Glue sticks? Glue their mouths shut. I don't care what you got to do.
Here's a staple if it's not working. All I can say is, thank you. I love you. What do you need?
last week, Michael and Eli had a bunch of friends over for family movie night, which was so cute. They don't get to do that very often. And I warned the friends that Chatty Cathy Eli likes to talk the entire movie. It literally, Eli will not utter more than 10 words the whole day. All of a sudden, movie time comes out. Did you know that on Monday I went and I was like looking outside and this rainbow was so beautiful. And then the rainbow turned into a butterfly and I was watching this butterfly flutter across the floor. I was like, oh my God, that grass is so green. Did you guys hear about that? What about popcorn? Do you guys want some popcorn? I love the way popcorn crunches in my mouth. Oh my God, especially if you put the chili lime. Lime makes everything so much better. Did you know that you can grow trees that grow limes on it?
It's just crazy. I mean, if you lined up the three of our kids and you looked at who's going to be the chatty one, that is not the one you'd ever mention.
No.
You'd be like, oh, he's great. He's just good. Literally. And he is all of those things.
Yeah.
Until, and you know, you just hit something, a nail on the head. He literally waits till he's not supposed to talk. Then he starts talking.
So
do you think this is part of being the middle kid?
Possibly. See me.
And as a middle child myself, I have empathy for middle children. But I'm wondering,
maybe. So when the friends were here, I was like, if he becomes a problem, I'll just get some needle and thread and I'll sew his lips shut.
But then you got your dose back because...
Oh, no. Then this one child looked at me in sheer horror. Like, look, my kids know my sense of humor. So it was in one ear and out the other. This kid looked at me, he's like, that's really demented.
And then that kid continued to talk through the whole movie too.
Oh yeah, no, we bonded.
He's a great
kid. We were talking about Marvel and he was like, you know all this stuff? I was like,
yeah. I wonder if it's in the name because the two of them have the same name.
Yeah. Maybe, but you know what I love about 9-10-year-olds? My nerdiness is cool. I know more about the things they're into than they know about. You know, then you hit a 14-year-old and my nerd level is no longer.
You say hello and they look at you like, you're
shut up,
stupid. You don't even know what hello means.
You know, speaking of look at you and shut up, you know what relationship that sounds like?
What?
Sabine to Ahsoka.
Oh, no wonder. You better not say me.
I love me some Sabine. But if I were Ahsoka, I might drop the bitch too, because I love her and she's a wonderful person. But I don't know if I could handle that sass all the time, because Sabine Wren is also a Mandalorian. Remember, Mandalorians are known to be incredibly stubborn.
I feel the complete opposite.
Oh, good for you.
I think I'd look at Ahsoka and be like, running. She's always running. Ran away from Anakin. She ran away from Sabine. She ran away from the Jedi. She's running. And you know, I saw her run in today. She doesn't look that great at running.
She looks better than Padme. There is... Okay, if you've listened very long, you know I love Attack of the Clones. When Padme is running after she gets dropped out of the dropship, it is the worst running, and she really
I would just see that.
Like a little
can girl. We stop and go see that? Wait, we'll do it later.
Wait a second. Everywhere I go, everyone holds Ahsoka in such high regard. Everyone's like, oh, you're like your master. Yeah, that bitch ran too. These two people are losers. That's what the beans think.
We love Ahsoka. It's not a question of that. It's just that
she's a loser.
I don't think Sabine, you know. Yeah, I think they're perfect for each other, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Are you all right? We better get back to the fort.
There we go.
No. Gather what troops you can. We've got to get to that hangar. Get a transport. Hurry.
Those arms are a swinging.
She's like power running.
The whole scene is just so.
It was on a treadmill. She looks like she was running on a treadmill.
Oh, it's one of my favorite moments.
Oh, Padme.
Yeah, you know. Hmm. I'm with you. I think maybe Sabine has it right. Anakin and Ahsoka, losers who quit a lot.
I think loser might be a little harsh, but interesting. Today in the episode, there was a reference made by Thrawn, and I don't remember the exact, but he was really intimating that, you know,
he
may follow down the same path as Anakin.
Oh, yeah.
They have very similar
behaviors. That's Thrawn's way. He's like a little, he manipulates everyone as he goes in his very calm demeanor. So we are going to talk about episode 8, part 8.
The end.
The Jedi, the Witch, and the Warlord. Little C.S. Lewis action. Chronicles of Narnia, all about God. Huh? This show ends with the dude walking out on the finger of God. The father is kind of like the god of Star Wars. Huh. Pretty interesting. Huh. I love this show. This ending was a very, very, very strong ending to the series, in my opinion. And in watching it at the beginning, especially at the top of it, I'm like, you know what? This show did a great job of just being a show on its own. Yes, those of us that love Rebels, there was stuff there. But I feel like the show started off finding this long lost Imperial leader. We know who the Empire is. We know he was a general or an admiral in the Empire, and he wants to bring the Empire back. And in that, we found out that these people also have a friend that is lost. And so you don't need to know who the friend is, what all of the backstory is. You knew these people were like a family that has been split up somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And that by bringing the villain back home, you're also being able to bring your friend back home. And I'm like, that's kind of the premise of the story. And you know what I mean? I'm just like,
bringing your friends back home?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't know if I should have said the premise of the show. Because honestly, I don't know what the premise of this show is.
Well, I would agree that there's a
forgiveness,
really strong setup for the next show, whatever that is. It could be several things.
Yep.
It could be Ahsoka. It could be, well, now we know who Thrawn is and what his goal is as well. But we really don't have any idea of the other two that are left behind. Well, there's four people now left on that planet.
Yeah.
Well, four people that we know.
Four of the stars.
Four of the stars. Yeah. So unfortunately,
Jyn, Baylan,
who's passed away in real life.
Yeah. But they're split up.
Right.
They're split.
Mm-hmm.
So she's off on her own.
And he was doing his best.
She is now
Vader.
Honestly, Jyn is now where Sabine was at the beginning of this season.
Identity crisis.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. No, I can see it.
Which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So let's see. I love to see two characters given arcs that kind of mimic one another and see how different characters handled certain situations. I still stand by. I would have loved the prequels if Anakin was closer to Luke's age when we met him and had a similar journey, but clearly made different choices somewhere and had very different endings.
Mm-hmm.
I find that fascinating.
Now, I am sad about my favorite character, who I can't remember her name at the moment. Morgan Elsbeth. She got a raise. She got a beautiful sword that glowed green.
The beautiful sword.
Shadows.
No, she got the Gift of Shadows or whatever. The Sword of Talzin, Mother Talzin, one of my very favorite Star Wars characters of all time. Like, what a
who great... gets her sword now?
I don't know.
Did it just kind of get...
It'd be great if Ahsoka takes it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we do know Mandalorian's all about a sword.
But Ahsoka's not a Mandalorian.
I know, but, you know, Lucasfilms likes to use things that they wave around.
They do. Oh my God, Okay, so the show opens, all of the Night Sisters, what are they called? The coffins are up on the ship. And, you know, Thrawn's like, thank you for this most beneficial mutual friendship that we formed with the mothers of the Night Sisters. And like, oh no, thank you, Thrawn. I'm like, bitches,
but I need
on the show. Look, none of the people don't know who they are. They're crazy, cool looking, weird witches with crazy voices, great costumes, and they have cool magic. So that's all you need to know, because they're cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Them Night Sisters are not like grateful for Thrawn. They are using him. So like, I know that.
He's not grateful for them either, though.
No, he used them too.
Yeah.
He used their magic to try to reach Morgan, and then he sacrificed her. Like, I felt bad. I'm like, bitch. Yeah, anyways, all that. I'm hoping in watching this, now that we know all these Night Sisters are coming back, because they're all slaughtered in the Clone Wars, so there's really none left. And they want to bring their sisters back to that other galaxy, probably to Dathomir. So I don't know how that will play out in season two, but I do not think the Night Sisters and Thrawn are going to be friends forever. I think he will try to cross them, and they're like, we were wiped out by the Empire. They don't trust the Empire. The Empire wiped them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm wondering, and I'm very excited to think, what if the Night Sisters have a role in the Acolyte coming out in June? I hope so. And then it would be very cool if the viewers get to know the Night Sisters in this other show. And then when we get back to Ahsoka, we know who they are and kind of understand that they're not going to be super. They're not like really passive people, because I feel like this show made them very passive characters.
I feel like when you've showed me a couple episodes with what's the bald headed lady?
Asajj Ventress.
Her. I thought the Night Sisters seemed kind of nice to her.
They were. Take care of their own.
Yeah.
Very much. I mean, they gave her away at the same time. Like, it's, yeah. But, you know, same with they brought back Darth Maul. The only reason Darth Maul is back is because of the Night Sisters.
Hmm. Why did they bring him back?
Because that's Mother Talzin's son.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, bitch didn't like Palpatine before. He took Maul, then trained him. Then didn't have his back, then tried killing him again. All the stuff, they ain't cool with him. Then Count Dooku betrayed and tried to kill Asajj Ventress. Like, Night Sisters? I think, oh my God, that. Oh, I want that movie. When the big movie comes culminating all of it. Because I'm a Gen Xer. I'm an 80s child. I love nothing more than multiple fractions who hate each other.
And I have the perfect actress for it.
Who?
Angelina Jolie.
Fuck you. Bitch, don't come anywhere near my Star Wars. I know.
You'd be a great witch, though.
If she dies real quick.
I mean, she's been good in that... what's it called? Maleficent?
Oh, is that it? Have you ever sat through that movie?
No, never, okay. But she always looks very beautiful in it.
No, she doesn't. She looks like she needs to eat about 17 steaks. She needs to maybe swallow a smile pill and maybe take a contacts in to take the bitch out of her eye.
Oh, wow. I know you love her.
I don't know her, but the personality that she exhibits is not one that I care for. Never have.
Tell us how you feel about Nick Cage. Not Nick Cage. What's his? Nicholas?
Yeah, Nick Cage.
It is Nick Cage.
Let's ride right on out of here. Nicolas Cage. This is my definition for Nicolas Cage.
See, I'm just mentioning all the ones you don't like.
One is very probably super specific to only me.
Mm-hmm.
I already feel like the chills going up my back. The sound of the metal wrapper coming off a piece of Juicy Fruit gum. Okay. Which I don't know if they make Juicy Fruit anymore. Do they even have Juicy Fruit? Oh my God, I want some Juicy Fruit gum. But that was
good gum.
Oh, but Nicolas Cage is like the visual version of the audio of nails down a chalkboard for me. I see him, I get cringy, and I just, I have zero reasoning behind it. Nothing. I could not say, this is why I feel that way. That is just how I feel. Just like, can any of us say why we don't like the sound of nails on a chalkboard? No, we just know we don't like it.
You're welcome, folks. I knew it would light him up. There's certain actors and actresses, they just, not a lot, but the one I mentioned, boom.
Those two.
There goes the light.
Storm, bitch better not come back, and Deadpool. Ugh. Ugh. I just watched John Wick 3. She's in that movie, and I was like, ugh. Don't like her. Yeah, so anyways, I want to see in the movie, I want to see the New Republic, Ahsoka, going after Thrawn. But then I also want to see the Night Sisters going after Thrawn. So Ahsoka's got to stop Thrawn and stop the Night Sisters. The Night Sisters have to stop Ahsoka and stop Thrawn. And I want to see all of that. I'm very excited about it.
Nice.
Don't know if it's going to happen, but that's what I want.
Probably not.
Probably not. So they're coming back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, episode is great. We're running. We get horses. A ship goes down. There's some great fight scenes. But everything really culminates to, you already mentioned her, Sword of Talzin, Blade of Talzin, Magic of Talzin, Weapon of Talzin, whatever it was, to a really great lightsaber duel. And I love when Star Wars, like, the climax as a lightsaber duel. It's great. Even in Ahsoka, honestly, Rosario Dawson is not the greatest with the lightsabers. Sorry, but she's not that. She needed to be faster.
You know, Morgan was good.
Yeah, she was great.
Very good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, that fight scene was great. And Yeah, I like Morgan Elsbeth was giving it everything. She carried that fight scene.
I'm holding out. I hope that we will see her again.
I hope so.
I mean, if she's been given the gift of shadows or whatever in those powers, don't you think that she could rise from the dead?
Well, we're about to see a whole gaggle of Night Sisters rising from the dead. We had a whole episode where zombie Night Sisters came. Speaking of zombies, I do wish Disney Plus would have went over to Georgia and found the actors that played zombies in what was that show called, The Walking Dead, and put them in stormtrooper costumes.
Actually, that
they didn't really walk good. Very zombie-like, but they were cool. Really good. Yeah, they were the death trooper with the jaw was gross. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah. What else about this episode did you enjoy before we get into a couple of the interesting things?
Well, it was nice to see Ezra do the jump.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty good. I was like, he's not going to make that. And he wasn't. And then she's like, let me just give you a little push with my wind. That are known as the Force.
In beneath my wings.
And you know, I want to go back to Morgan again because I really did like her. So I understand it's a lot to ask for that, you know, the sword cutting her almost in two doesn't kill her. And, you know, the whole building falling doesn't kill her. But I'm feeling confident with my positive energy, I can get her through both those things. I'd like to see her come back. I really liked that character.
I'm not going to lie, y'all.
Does she come
I haven't
back?
Shared this, but Tom has had a piece of paper taped to our mirror in the bathroom since August when the show came out. I'm willing Morgan Elsbeth to come back into the galaxy farther and farther away.
Mm-hmm. My mirror is filled with things like
when
that.
When I did first meet Tom, Tom was that person. There was all those sayings taped up on his window, in his mirrors, in his bathrooms. I'm good enough. I'm strong enough and doggone it.
It's a law of attraction. If it's to be, it's up to me.
Yeah.
Typical realtor.
That dude, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, y'all. But Ezra, that dude is Ezra. There are two things. He has a little face that he gives right before he runs. It is pure Ezra. The smile he gives Hera right after he takes his helmet off, pure Ezra. Like, that dude nailed that character. And years ago, he basically told us he got the role, or he was trying to like say, I really want this role. I don't know, but he was all over social media with his like Ezra stuff, and he was hinting at everything everywhere, and like he was really into it, and dude delivered. Like, he is Ezra.
Has he ever been in anything else that we know of?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm sure listeners, let us know. I don't know,
we should look him up.
We should. What else needs to happen from here on out is every lightsaber in any Star Wars needs to look like the lightsabers in the show, because they've never looked better. Only one time did they look better, and that was in Rebels. And I know that's a very big hot take, and people either love or hate the lightsabers in Star Wars Rebels, but I love them. Don't like them in The Rise of Skywalker. So let's also redo them for Disney Plus in the style of Ahsoka. Please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think my favorite thing that I don't know if I totally picked up on last time was I really loved the relationship and the little conversation Sabine and Ahsoka got to have before the episode just went into full on action at the end. And I really feel like everything that Ahsoka was dealt with in the World Between Worlds and her last little conversation with Ghost Anakin and reliving her past with him. And now she's Ahsoka the White wearing the, like, she's like been cleansed and she really forgave. It was really, really beautiful because I love that Ahsoka accepted responsibility for walking away from Sabine without apologizing, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think, sometimes in life, I don't think we always need to apologize for actions that we take. We can grow and change and just accept the change without apologizing for what it was before, because maybe she didn't really do anything wrong. You know, we found out from Hu Yang.
Sorry. That was my cue, and I was asleep behind the wheel. Yeah.
We found out from Hu Yang that Ahsoka was worried that after the purge of Mandalore, that Sabine was getting too angry and she wanted revenge. And so she couldn't train her anymore because she saw what happened to her master when he was filled with rage and wanted revenge. He became Darth Vader. So she didn't want that for her Padawan. And so she stopped training her. I don't know if that excuse for walking out on someone, maybe the walking out, but that doesn't need an apology.
Well, did she call? I mean, how much of this walking out did she do? She just never looked back, or what? Were they in contact with each other?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really sound like there was a lot. It does sound like, but you know, you said at the beginning of the show, Ahsoka just leaves everything.
She's a runner. We got a runner.
Oh, oof. Ahsoka stands her.
I love Ahsoka, but today I realized when I saw her running, she's a bit of a runner.
But I just love that there was no apology. It wasn't super elaborative. It felt very Star Wars. Sabine got to give her a little smile and we moved on. But it was like such a big moment. And that's like as fantastical and over the top as Star Wars is, I feel in like big moments like that, it always chooses good Star Wars chooses the subtle response, because those are the moments that I feel in that we in our lives, the viewer, it's our opportunity to look at our parents or our teachers and understand that maybe they made some mistakes along the way and it's our time to forgive. And so like, without explaining it on screen, we explain it in our own head and then can hopefully apply that to our life. And that's one of the things I love about Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very good.
Mm. I'm kind of stuck on if fantastical is a word.
It is now. Okay. Where do you think the show can go? We're going to take the character Baylan, remove real life situations.
Right.
So Shin is now, like we said, is where Sabine left off. She's gone to the Raiders, I think is how they referred to the bad guys on that planet, basically.
Did they want her though?
I don't know. I mean, that isn't that move like a surrendering thing?
Oh, I thought she was coming to kill them all. No?
Maybe.
We must have watched two shows, different shows.
And, you know, we have Ahsoka and Sabine living with the hermit crabs.
Mm-hmm.
Those most adorable hermit crabs. I need a hermit crab stuffed animal. I need something cute. I don't want a Black Series action figure. Don't want a retro style. Well, maybe a retro style figure. I need something cute. Not a Funko. I've retired with the Funko, I think.
Well, I think we need to look for it then.
Yeah. Someone out there, make it happen, please.
What are they called?
I don't know. Hermit crab people.
Little crabs.
I mean, come on. Like little hermit crab with a little pot, a little frying pan that you're throwing at people. Oh my God, it's the cutest thing ever. Great. Love it. But we have Baylan out walking on the tip of the finger. That's not getting any better.
No.
Of the father. So they're on Meridia, I think is the name of this planet, or Peridia or something, where Baylan was talking about this is a place of fairy tales, of folklore, of mystery, like stories.
Right.
So is that Mortis? Because then we see the son. So as the camera pans out, you see the son, and then the head of the daughter is gone because the daughter is dead. Or is she? Because there was Morai. We heard the little owl. Talking to Ahsoka, who is Ahsoka the daughter? I don't know. Been confused the whole time, but there we go. We've been stretching that story.
He's from that planet?
Well, she died on that planet, and then the daughter gave her life to bring Ahsoka back to life. Ahsoka is not shy or new to dying and coming back to life. Bitch does it all the time.
Well, then but maybe Baylan will come back.
We have been stretching that story out since like 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're pushing 20 years of an unanswered question. God damn, I love Dave Filoni. And it's still just as interesting.
So when is Ahsoka coming back then?
I have no idea.
So we're doing that again. All right.
But we know a movie's coming.
Will that be before or after?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's two movies coming out before that. But like we said, I heard somewhere that there's going to be two movies in 1 year again. I don't want that. Please don't give us that.
But are they the same kind of movie?
No, one. Allegedly, the next two movies coming out are Mandalorian and Grogu.
Okay.
Slay. Can't wait. I really did get inside information that the show really is about the problems that happen before Din and Cobb Vanth get married. And so it's like going to be this big wedding episode, but then mischief happens. Uh-oh. The Empire got in the way.
Hoo yang.
So I am looking forward to that wedding episode. It's going to be a rom-com. Star Wars' first rom-com. Here for it. And then
it'd be nice if it was like a reality show and we could see everything going on leading up to the wedding.
Is there, there's got to be a YouTube channel out there of people playing Star Wars characters in reality TV. Oh, you know what that I need to do? Good. Maybe I need to get on ChatGPT, write a script, get some of my friends,
get them all on Traders.
Yeah. Star Wars in Traders.
Turns out Darth Vader's the faithful.
Oh my God. What if Palpatine is the first faithful banished because it's Palpatine, so they all assume that he's a traitor.
And in the end, it's Yoda and Grogu. They were the traitors.
You shall know me as...
Little reference to the show The Traitor, which we love, folks. So we if do. You haven't watched it, definitely...
Honestly, if you haven't watched it, watch it. Don't find out who the faithfuls and the traitors
no.
are. I highly recommend, personally, I think my favorite version is the UK season one.
Mm-hmm. And if you watch the coming attractions on the commercials and you think it's stupid looking, I did too. And now, for weeks, I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
For weeks.
It was while I was out of town.
I watched it. I love it.
I watched it first. And I am like the farthest thing from reality TV person in this house.
So what do they have? Like maybe 13 episodes? And so. In the beginning, you're like, oh God, they're so stupid. Oh, these people are terrible. I don't like this person. 13 weeks go by. You go on the complete roller coaster with them. And you're like, I'm gutted when it ends. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah, especially the UK. It was the best. So, yeah. Okay. I'm curious. So we end in this world. And it looks to me like Baylan is out. All I heard was... the never-ending story. The never-ending story. Bastion. Bastion. Say my name. God, I love the never-ending story.
I don't know if I've ever seen 10 it.
10 movies. But I've, no, you have I've, watched it.
Oh, I have. I probably slept through it.
Oh, God, it's so good. I... couldn't help but feel that that little flickering tower, whatever it is, off in the mountains, just made me think that never-ending story.
Hmm.
With the princess.
Hmm.
Say my name!
Does she ever say it?
Say my name, say my name. Oh my God, I never realized that Destiny's Child was such a never-ending story fan.
Hmm.
When no one is around you, tell baby I love you. I don't remember the lyrics.
I don't think they were talking about.
Say my name. Probably not. Yeah, so I don't know. I feel like Star Wars is never going to be the same again. Like, it just got very heady. This was probably the most mystical. I cannot please bring the Night Sisters in. I want that weird-ass magic. And,
love the robes.
Yeah, I love the robes, the voices. Everything about Night Sisters is great. But I don't feel like I need this to happen because we know that Rey Skywalker is coming back. Very excited for it. We know it's going to take place like 15 years after The Rise of Skywalker, and it's about her training new Jedi. I want all of this information of weird Star Wars and magic and the Force and other galaxies out there with Mortis possibly, because is this Mortis? I don't know. I want all of that to happen in Rey Skywalker's movie. Like, give me connective tissues like that. Give me information that I found out in one show. I don't need a character to walk on cameo, but give me, like, we learned that there is another galaxy out there. Give me that. Talk about that in something. I would find that more exciting.
I would be excited if you were excited about it.
Well, that's why we've been married so long. Maybe we haven't been married as long as we have been together. Thanks, government. You made it illegal for a long time. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? Do you feel like, did you feel like Star Wars is about to become something new after watching this? Or am I just too in it?
No, I'm excited for the future. It absolutely is leaning towards we're going to get new things, you know, but I'm excited for it to be over for a while, too.
Yeah, this morning before we watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get this done? I like the show, but I'm ready for it to be over. I love
this is up there with the top, but they were just too long for me.
Well, I'm so excited. Like, honestly, especially after this, I'm already excited for Acolyte because, again, Star Wars is going to get very woke. It's going to be faggots everywhere. I'm here for it. And it's going to be Pride Month. Give it to me. Red laser eye beams. Make all the YouTubes about me you want. I don't care, but I'm going to be living for it. Because I feel like that is going to be very weird and very, like, force focused too. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, where I want it to go. Give me boots on the ground and or give me, like, as reality, hard war, hard real life Star Wars can get in Andor. And then give me, like, heady, weird, kind of fun Star Wars mystical stuff. And then let the movies be faster, more intense. I think I'm here for it now. I think today, because honestly, I was like, maybe the show's needs to hurry up. Maybe it needs to take some advice. And I'm like, maybe I don't. Maybe I was wrong. Now that it's all done, I felt like every episode of this show led to where we got Andor. Every single episode built upon what came before. By the time you got to Andor, it all made sense. And I love that. So actually, keep doing what you're doing, Star Wars Disney Plus shows. Love it. Except for the Book of Boba Fett.
Did you hear that?
Book of Boba Fett, step your game up. I want it to come back.
You said it's not. I hope it comes back.
It does. I like
some of those characters.
I love the characters. Mm-hmm. Again, it was just like the sequel trilogy. Amazing characters. Shitty story. Which is really unfortunate.
Yes.
Very unfortunate, because the sequel trilogy introduced some amazing characters, had really fantastic actors. It was great. There was so much that was great, and it just fell short. But was their first romp out the gate. So I'm going to give it to him, I guess.
There you go.
What do you say, Thomas? Do we share the news?
I say we share the news.
Share the news. So I think if you listened to the show from the beginning, you heard my mic cutting out. You heard us say this was the ending. I think our microphones are saying, Brian, I'm tired of you only talking about Star Wars. Shut the hell up.
Wait, honey, I think that was me.
Well, okay, keep listening, because honestly, this is the very last Pink Milk episode. I have been toying back and forth for a very long time. Clearly, I left the planet for 7 months. I went off to that galaxy farther and farther away. And I was like, you know what? We started the show as Ahsoka being my favorite character. Mm-hmm. We didn't know the Mandalorian yet. We didn't know any of that stuff. Ahsoka was my girl. She's still my girl. And I was like, what a great way. It's like poetry. It rhymes. It's going to end where it started. And we started talking about Ahsoka. We're going to end talking about Ahsoka. Mm-hmm. That is not the end of Tom and I, though. Have no fear. We did not come back from 7 months of the abyss. To not come back.
We will
come back in a new show. New podcast. Same feed.
same feed, and from time to time, we'll still talk about Star Wars. We're going to talk about that. We just want to be able to talk about other things as well.
Star Wars went woke, is going woke in June. You know I'm going to be here.
And you know I'll be forced to listen still.
But yes, honestly, in my break, I was like, you know, I do, the internet only knows me really for liking Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
It only knows Tom being forced to do things, which makes me sound like a horrible husband.
Which you're not, but I am forced to listen.
So let's talk about some other things that we like.
Yeah, so it's going to be Pink Milk Plus. We'll be not only talking about Star Wars, we'll be talking about other things as well.
Yeah.
Same old people.
Pink Milk Plus. You weren't supposed to tell them.
It's not going to be called Pink Milk
Plus. No, okay. Well, you signed an NDA.
500 forms.
DNA, NDA.
Me and Claudia.
Unfortunately. Fortunately, Disney bought us. So we are now making a lot of money from this podcast. We are going to be on the Disney Plus feed. Pink Milk Plus now. We drink. The glass is empty now. Yes, it's not getting filled up.
No.
But it's going to be filled with something new. So I'm very excited.
We're just going to... It's the same old with...
You and me. You and me, baby.
Just being able to talk about more.
Yep. Very excited. Very excited. So next week, keep an eye on your feed. You'll see a new thumbnail. You'll see a new show. You'll hear a new trailer drop. I don't know. We'll figure out we know how it's going to go. You're going to figure out how it's going to go. Are you ready, Pop-Pop?
I'm ready.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you follow us on the next journey.
Because we will see you there.
Yes. Follow me in the show at DeathXRobot for more. And for the final time, let's drink up.
Drink up.